The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Monday morning with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. Good. Hello, Bad Bob.
Hello. And you know, it's also, good morning, Bob.
Good morning,
Bob. And good morning.
How are you today?
Excellent. Boy, was that a sight in the sky.
Last night.
The red moon. Didn't you look up something about how...
The blood moon.
Yeah, the blood moon. And you said in certain cultures, that's kind of like... Ooh.
It's the harbinger of disaster and destruction that within the next 1,000 years.
Had to go find a virgin, which is these days is harder and harder, you know, so.
Find a what?
Had to go find a virgin to sacrifice,
oh.
You know, bring the moon or the sun back. And, you know,
I had to hear the second
part of
that.
These days it's getting more and more difficult.
No, it's, you have to go to some place in northeastern Idaho or something like that. That's bull.
Beautiful images. You know, how interesting.
You know, the thing is that it was nice. I mean, it was a different color, and you saw those different the different parts of it in the sense of it and how it started. Our driver was heading up north into northeastern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he was up past Oregon, up around Adrian, Oregon, it was just boom, bright red. He said coming down out of the mountain, so it's great. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like?
Okay, well, first of all, folks, if you're just tuning in, it's the 28th. So when you're like looking at your, trying to find your calendar, good morning, Monday, the 28th of September. It's currently 62 degrees. We're going to have a sunny day with temperatures that's going to reach to 92. Clear tonight with 60. Tomorrow calls for 87. Clear tomorrow night with 58. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 85. As we go into the weekend, Saturday's call for 85 and Sunday calls for 77. What a beautiful, beautiful forecast for us this week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And you know what, Carl? I know that by heart.
I'm glad. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Okay. Yesterday, Ducky Derby raised $180,000 for local charities, you know, Rotary Clubs, and everybody's pushing this. They dropped 6,000 pounds of ducks from the diesel horse. And means 36,000 ducks hit the water at one time. Have you ever heard all the ducks hit the water at the same time?
Yeah, it's quite
swoosh. It's not like a brrrr. No, it's like boom, and you know, 6,000 pounds hitting the water at one time. Then they've got the duck wranglers out to make sure they don't get down too far.
They don't go over the acid dam.
Yeah, they can't do that. So they've got duck wranglers everywhere. That was yesterday. Now. This is for Ted Leidy, in case Ted's up this morning.
Good morning, Ted.
The ducks, his ducks, his Oregon's ducks.
Oh, stop.
They got flattened.
Oh, dear.
By Utah. They lost by the largest score they've lost, you know, I don't know, I forget how many years. It broke their 98-game winning streak at their home, lost 62-20, the Oregon Ducks. These are the guys who were playing for the championship last year. Oregon Ducks, 62-60. And, of course, our 49ers quarterback, Kaepernick, had the worst game of his career yesterday.
Is it Kaepernick or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh. We watched that game, too.
He threw the first pass he throws, picked for six.
I guess
he comes up, throws again, picked for six. And then he was intercepted two more times. And then they got the ball right on like the 1 yard line, the 49ers did. Handed it off to their running back, who got immediately stuffed in the end zone for a safety. And finally, the Cardinals won 44, the Cardinals won like 44-7 or something like that. It was some horrendous thing. On the other hand, the Oakland Raiders won a road game. The first time they've done that in 2 years. Actually won a road game. Did you see that game, Bob?
As a matter of fact, no. I don't. I'm not really a big sports guy. Yeah.
Anyway, they won in Cleveland, in the dog pound there. So that was kind of cool. I don't usually, but Linda's really into this lately.
Well, I just like to watch competitive sports. And I think about, it's like the Olympics. Love to watch the ice skating. Love to watch the skiing. I just think that these are people that are like athletes that are at their zenith. And what the training went into them becoming this great. And we were watching, it was Arizona.
Right.
And who was the quarterback?
Carson Palmer.
Wow. I just said, that guy is bad. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Bad is good. That's one tough dude. And I just watched him play that game yesterday and the whole team, and it was just poetry in motion.
Speaking of football, we had, of course, our game on Friday with Gary Moore. But who else is in there? It's Ron Larkin is into it, too. Ron loves football.
Love our local sport.
Oh yeah, Gary does too. Local football, and we appreciate all of our sponsors out there that help support football. By the way, also this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
Oh boy,
there it is. You know, I moved my Sleep Number setting is now 50.
Went up.
Yeah, we were moving refrigerators yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of pulled something a little bit there.
Oh dear,
not bad, but I moved my Sleep Number setting up to 50.
So it was more firm, and do you think it made
it
a difference?
It works all the time.
Well, great.
You know, Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who use the Sleep IQ technology experienced improved sleep quality and more restful time in bed. And of course, the Sleep IQ technology is available on all the beds. The bottom line, though, is that you're going to sleep better, as we have. You're going to wake up refreshed. You're going to, if you wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, like elk killer barking at the door, then you go right back to sleep. So you have all of these things going for you, and the only way you can have it happen, though, is to go down to the Sleep Number store, because right now you can discover the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology is only $1,099.98. So how much is a good night's sleep worth?
Right, you can't. If you were to divide that into every
20
single
years,
night that you sleep.
Years,
yeah.
8 hours a night if you're lucky.
American-made, by the way.
And rated number one by Consumer Reports in 2015. You know, what can you say about that except go down to the Target Shopping Center, go down into the Sleep Number store, see Brian, Janice, see any of the professionals down there, and you are going to have a great night's sleep. Sleep Number. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with a lady by the name of Liz Peek, who's questioning Obama's love for the military. She said he's out to destroy the military. She's a national columnist, nationally syndicated columnist, and let's find out what she's saying. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and The fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReddingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460
Silver
AM.
Wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody.
I couldn't find any songs about the Marines that were on the, that were ever on the top 40. I tried.
Well, you know what? We were always in the top 40. 7:18 in the morning today on the 28th, Monday the 28th. It's 62 degrees going up to about 92 today. It's going to be a great day. Hey, some things are happening. This Friday is the Seroptimus International of Reading is holding its 18th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 2nd. Doors open at 11 a.m. and lunch seating starts at 11:45 a.m. Keynote and inspirational speaker Deb Collins Hart will be there. It's a nonprofit organization and invites the community to think pink by joining them for this very powerful event. All the money used is used to provide mammograms and other breast-related screenings to women and men in our own community who cannot otherwise afford them. So you need to give Lorraine Ramson a call at 227-0251 or Jennifer Harris, 526-7777. This is really a great event to go to. All right. Hey, you know, a lot of things have been happening in the military. You know, I write a blog, Time Under the Helmet for the Reading, for Record Searchlight, about military affairs, and there's been so many things happening, but a lot of the things that are happening in our military are very questionable about, are they being trained, are we retaining people, we're getting ready to fight, to face all these challenges in the world, and at the same time we're forcing men and women, train men and women out. The Army cannot make its recruiting quotas. And there's a lot of other things that are happening. And our guest today is Liz Peek, who is a syndicated columnist who writes for the Fiscal Times and also for Fox News. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? I get, as you can probably imagine, we get a lot of these, things in the email saying, hey, we have the speaker, but I, you know, and I read every one of them. But yours really struck me because there's a couple of the things that happened I want to even ask you about since I received, you know, the invitation to have you on the show. You're talking about President Obama's political correctness and how it's hurting our military.
Well, look, I think a couple of things connect the dots here. First of all, when you look at our efforts in Iraq and Syria to to degrade and destroy, borrowing Obama's phrase, ISIS, I think we have to agree we're not doing a very good job. And there may be all kinds of muddled mission problems and all the rest, but the truth is we have the best equipped, best trained army in the world, military in the world, and we're not getting anywhere. We haven't really prevented ISIS from taking on more and more territory in Iraq. In Syria, as I'm sure your listeners are aware, we've spent, wasted really, $500 million trying to train friendly or at least sympathetic Syrian rebels to help us in the fight against ISIS, and there are nine, count them, nine people actually who have survived that effort and are fighting on our side. So you have to kind of stand back and say, what in the world is going on here? Because this is not typical, obviously, of our great military, which is the most respected and beloved institution in the United States. My view is that just as universities are getting totally swamped with political correctness demands and requirements, all of a sudden our military is as well. The White House has handed down a diktat, for example, demanding that every job in the military be made available to women. And it's worth noting that hundreds of thousands of women now have served successfully in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, and only about 10% of the jobs in the military are not available to them or off limits. Among those are frontline infantry combat jobs, and the Marine Corps has now resisted this ultimatum from the White House and said, no, we've conducted lengthy tests, a year-long test, a study involving some 400 men and women, and the truth is the units with women are slower, women are more prone to injury, their marksmanship is not as good, and so forth, and we won't comply with this requirement. Astonishingly, the civilian head of the Marine Corps, the fellow who oversees it, who's a Democrat, ex-governor, has resisted their resistance and said, well, the study doesn't mean anything. Really what we need to do is weaken the standards so that men and women can both pass these hurdles.
Well, what he said in this, and he was a, you're right, but what he did was he's just completely negated the study that was being done, and he says, I'm not going to ask for any exemptions for the Marine Corps, and essentially said is that the Marine Corps lied and was and went in there with the intent to have it not work. The sergeant major of the unit, who is the command sergeant major, who, is, by the way, is a recipient of the Navy Cross, the second highest award for gallantry and heroism in the United States that the United States can offer, went back and said that this guy is wrong, that that's not what happened, and that he obviously wants to see the Marine Corps fail. And McCain, from what I understand, has asked for his resignation, as has Duncan Hunter. This is a complete travesty to take a look at this. You know, I've spent 30 years in the Marine Corps. I've spent a lot of my time in infantry and reconnaissance work. And, you know, frankly, you know, women, my last tour in Iraq was in 2006 and 7. We had lots of women. Women are gallant, brave, tenacious. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the physical side of it.
Yeah, it's really just a stupid thing, you know.
It was
stupid. It's a sort of check-the-box measure from the White House. But, you know far more about this, having served in the Marine Corps, than I do. But if your life is on the line and you're out there in the front lines in an infantry unit, if there is any chance that a soldier's life is imperiled because we have dumbed down the standards, it is just unconscionable. And I would suggest to people who might push back on this, we're not suiting up women to go play for the Denver Broncos, right?
Thank you.
There's a reason for that, and the reason is that there are physical differences between men and women. And to pretend that there are not, again, if it imperils even one soldier's life, I think it's, honestly, I think it's kind of criminal. And look, I'm sure that the Marine Corps, I believe that they did this study with an open mind. They may well have expected the outcome that they found. Who wouldn't? common sense would suggest the outcome that they found. But in any event, I think, again, I really appreciate your input because you have lived that life and I have not. I'm just looking at it from 30,000 feet and saying, wait, by the way, the other issue is, of course, the assimilation of gays in the military, which, again, if a gay person wants to serve in our military, good for them. But we now have a Secretary of the Army, an openly, who was nominated by Obama recently with great fanfare because he is the first openly gay Secretary of the Army nominee. And my question would be, okay, that's great, but is that really the highest requirement for a new Secretary of the Army? Is that the biggest job we have out there, is to welcome the gay members of the armed forces and make sure that they're comfortable and assimilated and so forth? And my answer is no, that there are other more important things going on when Americans are beheaded in the Middle East and our troops come under fire from Assad's troops and so forth. So, I think you have to be very careful, obviously, in these conversations not to come across as someone who is anti-gay, anti-female. It isn't really, that's not the issue. It's similar to the problems in our university, I think, where we're spending so much time on requirements of diversity training and all these kinds of things that we're kind of not getting the education job done.
Well,
but in the military, it is much, much more important.
Well, you know, the thing in the military is, you know, people say, oh, you know, they're just grunts. Well, just grunts now are operating equipment that, you know, 20 years ago, you know, college or 30 years ago, college students couldn't use. You know, we were working with a, you know, I worked at, my last job was at the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, and we were working with, you know, pushing information down to the Marine squad leader in urban combat, where you're pushing it down to a computer that they were carrying. And so, I mean, everybody had to be able to use a computer. They were doing, you know, I mean, it was just a number of things because we wanted to take a look at what it's going to take to fight in the future. So to dumb down standards or to make, but people seem to forget that the final thing there is that you have to be able to hike, you have to be able to climb, you have to be able to have burst of incredible energy. And
well,
just
and
keep going
large,
on and on.
Loads,
that's
right?
And that's the big thing, because that's usually what breaks people down, is that. And you can get exceptions to that. But if you take a look at the Marine Officer course, the Marine Infantry Officer course, there hasn't been a woman that's been able to make it through that course past the first, I think, the first 2 weeks, or the first week, maybe. And they're not, you know, it's the same standards for everybody. There's men that can't make it. Well, guess
exactly.
What?
I was about to say, it's not as though women are only victims of that.
Oh, no, it's men only. It's men also. But the, you know, but the thing is that an infantry officer, whether you like it or not, has got to be a physical stud. And he's got to be able to lead, and he's got to be able to push. He's got to be able to have the energy so when they get to the end of the hike or to that beginning of the assault, he has got enough. It's not just the physical part, but he's got to be able to think and have enough energy left to think and to solve problems and to keep his men alive. So there's a lot more to this than just because that we have to make these standards a certain way so women can serve. I mean, my goodness, if that's the case, I'm sure the Secretary of the Navy, who is the guy that's making this decision, would say it's fine for his daughter to play on a hockey team that's guys and girls, or swim with a integrated swim team, even though that she would never win probably, because men and women should be competing together on the same level. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense, and unfortunately, that's what happens when, you know, these dictums come down from on high, that is to say the White House, and again, it's more about political achievement than it is about really making sure, in this case, that our military is as, you know, well-trained and equipped and capable as it always has been. God forbid that changes, because, you know, that hurts us all, and it's, And to your point, it's not as though there might not be 1 in 10,000 women who could actually do this, but it is not worth subverting, and going to the great lengths to find that one woman. What's the point? I mean, it just doesn't, as you say, it does not make sense.
Well, then you have to, if you have one, I mean, where do you put one?
No, it's difficult. But I mean, that's the point. It's just not practical.
I think that's what we ought to look at, is take a sort of a pragmatic approach to it. Now, yep. Liz, can you spend a few more minutes with us? I'd sure like to hear what you say about all the money that we spent on the Syrian debacle.
Trainees. You know, I'm so sorry to do this, but I am not able to stay with you through the break. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next time.
Okay, I hope so.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Liz, for being with us. And I tell you what, you know, you hit the nail on the head. And the fact is that this administration, in many other ways, is also undermining the military that I hope that people will start looking at.
I totally agree, and undermining many other things as well.
That's right. Our guest is Liz Pica, a national columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Barbara Harrison's in the house. We're going to talk about Make-A-Wish.
There you go. Hey,
an event happening in October. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 28th of September, a Monday. It's 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital for 3 years in a row. Top 100 hospital in the nation. That's right. Not the world, but the nation right here. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well. And your emergency room is just outstanding, by the way. Okay.
Bowling.
Strikeout Domestic Violence. Bowl-a-thon. Join the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in striking out domestic violence in Shasta County.
October 23rd. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Shasta Lanes. Now, we're encouraging people to put together a team.
We have a team. We've got a team out there, and we challenge people to put your teams together to bowl against us. Team registration fee is only $24, and that includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe
Woo-hoo.
Rental. And they want to do is everybody on the team to raise $100 for domestic violence. It'll all go to one safe place. So
Sounds
there.
Great.
It is. If you got any questions, call 225 5220, and I tell you what, you probably want to go there and let the district attorney, the chief deputy district attorney, the deputy district attorney see your face so they know you. Come up, hand them your card, so the next time you get arrested, at least they'll know you.
We should have categories about how many gutter balls you
I'm getting
gutter balls.
Vin Stevenson wants to know if they're going to put the bumpers up.
I need the bumpers.
All right. Hey.
Well, you know what? We are so really thrilled to have our guest with us this morning.
We get thrilled all the time.
We are talking about the 4th Annual Fashion Show fundraiser for Make-A-Wish. And just a little backstory, I have to say, before we talk to Russ Domke and Barbara Harrison. Well, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to give a little back history about how I met Barbara Harrison. Through Lynn Moss and Carol Skill, I did a show. I went through my friend Lynn Moss. I wasn't even living in Reading.
Right.
And she said, we should do something where, you know, we get you to do a concert or something like that. And I said, I'd love to. She said, well, let me put together a couple of friends. And I said, well, what's your favorite fundraiser? She said, Make-A-Wish. Well, fast forward, this must have been in 2003. I believe it was 2003. At the Cascade, we did a show called Feel the Love. And it was for the Make-A-Wish. And I'll just never forget learning more about the program and then this long and dear friendship I have with Barbara Harrison. I've had the great many years of seeing you live, you walk the talk, you walk your talk, you live your passion. And so will you share with our listeners, now that you're blubbering, because it's true, we love each other, and how you got involved with Make-A-Wish.
I started 33 years ago. Excuse me.
Okay. Well,
see what you did.
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful.
It is beautiful because
it's a beautiful thing when you feel that soul connection, and
right.
That's what it comes down to.
Why I started was I lost my godchild from progeria, and this was starting to crop up down in the Bay Area, and I thought, that's a good thing I should get involved with, because I had started with Children's Hospital in L.A. years and years ago, and had been fundraising all the way up the coast, basically. And so I started after Amy died, and 33 years, here I am. Just been doing it ever since.
Wow.
Big on Make-A-Wish.
We had a girl, little girl on here the other day, cystic fibrosis.
Yes.
Who had just been on a cruise.
Yes.
What a sweetheart she is, and what a fighter. And her family are just fighting like crazy to keep her well.
She is going to be at our fundraiser. She came with me to Shasta Regional and opened our STAR program last year and did her spiel about her going on her trip. And then now she's been on the trip, and she's with her sister, have written a song about Make-A-Wish, and they're going to present it. They've done it once, but they're going to present it here at our event. But she just knocked them out at Shasta Regional. She was just amazing.
I tell you what,
little
girl is, I mean, you talk about somebody that is a poster child.
Yes.
For not feeling sorry for yourself, for fighting it, and then her mother. And there have been strides and advances in the fight against cystic fibrosis.
It's getting better.
And
yeah.
It's getting better, but her life expectancy is 8 years beyond what they thought would
have been. You know, and not to cut in, but we had another thing when we opened the home at Palomar. you know, he's building homes out there at that subdivision.
Yeah.
And so the first house is going to Make-A-Wish. And one of the gals that came out and talked to cystic fibrosis, her father is his one
You're
of his
Jeb Allen out
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, landscapers. And Jeb says, "Well, I'm going to get. Let's just present her out here." And she looked at me and she says, "Oh, I don't know." She says, "I'm not very good at this." And I said, "You'll be fine. You'll be fine." That little gal got up there, and we could not stop her. She was going on and on and on about this, that, and her family, and she was fabulous. Just fabulous.
Well,
so
you know what?
They have this a lot of spirit.
This Make-A-Wish is truly a and this is if you're going to get involved in something. Make-A-Wish is one of those endeavors that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ross, let's enter into the picture here. Ross
sure.
Domke, tell us about your involvement.
Well, mine might go back farther than Barbara. I'm not sure, but as I'm also a pharmacist and started doing home infusion way back in the early '80s before it was. You know, mandated to do later on. So we had a lot of, we did a lot of home therapy, a lot of support for a lot of Make-A-Wish kids as far as catheter care and different things that they needed. Even Alyssa Reiser was one of them that we had worked with. So I had seen what they'd done, been involved in, you know, some of the trips or, you know, Make-A-Wish projects going forward. So Barbara approached me about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty fast. Where they needed a sponsor, major sponsor, and I just jumped at it. I've known Barbara for forever.
Seems like 30 years. I think so.
We go way back. She knew she could ask me, and I'd jump in. But also just because of Make-A-Wish and the connection I've had and seeing the wonderful work they do, it was a no-brainer for us.
So you both have been touched, you know, literally by working with children that have been in critical care. Some of them have... many of them have been that are still on the planet here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and many of
Thank
them
you,
have not, including our very own Kevin, our country singer that came for two times, and he was a dear heart. So Make-A-Wish, there's a special fashion show, an event that's happening, and it's a blast. It's October 2nd. Tell us about the night.
Well, if you weren't going to be out of town, you'd be joining us just like you did last year.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
That was a big disappointment.
Oh.
But, oh, well, we'll get by and we'll get you next year.
But you got Lynn Moss in there.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah.
She's doing
Leggy
really
Lynn.
Good. Leggy
we call
Lynn.
Her Leggy Lynn.
Yep. This also benefits Wings of Angels, too. I want to mention that's on there, too. So this goes for both causes. Yeah, we've got 9 models now. And they're each wearing 4 different outfits from Carousel.
Yay.
And she went down to Fall Mart and picked out just all kinds of stuff for this
boy.
Show. Gorgeous, gorgeous clothes. You don't want to go in there because Carl will yell at you. Beautiful stuff.
I bought an
stuff.
Outfit I modeled in last year. Carl said, "I like that. You're taking that home."
Yeah,
so.
She's got some
yeah,
beautiful
she did.
Stuff.
And we took it home because it's just... Yeah,
and I've worn. I like Carousel. I really enjoy Carousel. And we
she's
really
a great
want to get
gal,
her,
yeah.
her out there as well. You know her store.
Yes, yeah, Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam. You know, Sam. Not only is Sam has a great store, but she's a courageous fighter.
She is such an
I
advocate
like
for downtown.
Whoa.
It's amazing.
Man, I
yeah.
tell you what, you yeah. talk about guns blazing.
Well, and I know where she's coming from because I've been at that store now a lot because yeah. I've been fitting
so
the models.
Are you starting
and
to
I
notice
can look,
that?
Look out the window. Notice that you can't get through the front door without noticing
yeah.
all the scumbags laying around. I mean, it's amazing. I don't know where they come from.
Yeah, but once you get into the door on the nice part
yeah,
of it is that you get into
part.
Another
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
touched by it because it, you know, it's just, you know, when you're around a store in a, inside of a boutique that has, you know, the way that things are displayed, it doesn't, your mind isn't muddled because there's, she just has a flair and
I
how
give
to
her
make
a,
her store
yeah,
look beautiful.
I give her a lot of credit for hanging in there and doing what she's doing because the store looks fabulous. Just looks fabulous.
It does.
She's,
so
she's
hats
a great
off
gal.
To
yeah.
Sam yeah. at Carousel, and she's the one who's outfitting all of the models.
Exactly.
With jewelry.
Everything.
Everything.
And then we also went and we've picked out 5 little kids. They're all Make-A-Wish kids except one. We've got Bethany's little Livy is going to model. And they're all doing 2 outfits from the children's shop out in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should be a lot of fun, too. All the kids are really excited. They're all happy to do this. So that should be a lot of fun. And then lots of things for the Dutch raffle. We have lots of really nice live auction things going on, some jewelry, which is just a knockout.
Oh, boy.
Leonard came through.
Oh, yay!
Leonard always comes through.
Wins jewelry.
$1,000 worth of gold, a
pendant,
Indian arrowhead.
Oh.
And you know what? You that's hold his, that in your hand.
That's his specialty.
You know.
One of his
and
specialties.
These arrowheads are.
He makes
he
those.
He casts those from
exactly.
real arrowheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so these arrowheads are hundreds of years old, and he uses those as what he casts the gold from.
Exactly. He told me the whole story.
Oh,
I was
man.
You know, so impressed.
I tell you what, Leonard Silverman, Four Winds Jewelry, just does an outstanding
He's
job
wonderful.
Supporting.
Yeah.
Supporting our community, supported us in the station. Now this is going to be Friday.
Doors open at 6.
Does it blow your mind that Friday is October 2nd?
Yes.
No.
It's coming quick. It's coming quick.
You're
going to
have Patrick from
Billy and Patrick.
Billy
and Patrick
is going to be
emceeing,
and he does a great job. And Jake Easy's going to be doing the
He's going to be doing the DJ.
Jake and I dance, not together, but at the same on the same show of Dancing with the Stars.
Love it.
So, you know, I like Jake. And the
And Lee Luft is going to be our
great.
We worked with
Lee
the other night.
He is so fabulous. I love that man.
Yeah, he does a lot of good work too,
and he
gives a lot of his time. Right.
Well, Barbara,
now, how do people get tickets?
Yeah, well, I just want to say real fast that whenever you put your put together an event, when Barbara Harrison's name is involved, you know it's going to be a great night. And
I have
been involved with this Make-A-Wish event for more than two times. Actually, I've been in the event, but have attended many of them, and they're just a wonderful night. And again, part of the proceeds go to Wings of Angels.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, and Ross, how do we go about getting tickets? What do we do?
Call our office directly, Real Living Real Estate Professionals, 224-6700. Michelle, our wonderful receptionist.
She's fabulous.
Office person is chomping at the bit to take your table reservation and get you involved. She hounds me every day to get more and more people, so it's going to be a great event.
Real Living Real Estate Professionals.
Correct.
Now,
it's a mouthful, but you don't forget
it,
right?
I know, but change that title? Did you change your title?
It used to be, we changed. It was a GMAC franchise. Uh-huh. GMAC went away. So we realigned with Real Living, which actually is owned by, Warren Buffett. It's a Berkshire Hathaway franchise. So,
So the Real Living Real Estate Professionals presents the 4th annual fashion show fundraiser for Make-A-Wish for Northern California and Northern Nevada and Wings of Angels. It's Friday, October 2nd. One more time, the phone number for tickets to this spectacular event. You're going to get it all.
224-6700.
Okay. It's not really for tickets. It's for reservations.
Reservations.
And the cost per person is $25 and a table of 10 is $300, and that includes your wine and your heavy hors d'oeuvres, which Wind River does a beautiful, beautiful job on that. I mean, I owe my life to Gary Hayward, I tell you.
Gary's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's going to be this Friday. Everybody should try and make should make that.
Yep,
that's right.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great. Okay, Barbara Harrison and Ross Lomke, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
With us today. And I know it's going to be a huge success, as usual.
Thank you. Sorry you guys aren't going to make it this year.
Yeah, well, you know, we have
I have a Gold Digger reunion.
Gold Digger reunion, yeah. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460 at 62 degrees out there. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 28th of September.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Cicada Cantina and Logan's Roadhouse presents Giveaway. Join us every Sunday at Cicada Cantina and Monday night at Logan's Roadhouse during the entire football season for a chance to win a three-day, two-night stay to Las Vegas or South Lake Tahoe. Every week, someone wins a trip. Come into the restaurants to find out the awesome food and drink specials only available during the game. We welcome large parties. Call and pre-book a reservation. No purchase necessary. Must be present to win. Phone Cicada Cantina at 638-4979 or Logan's Roadhouse at 221-0113.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 10 minutes till 8 here on the 28th of September, a Monday, in case you misplaced the day. Won't you remember? 62 degrees, going up to 92 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Redding Civic Auditorium. For 45 years, they've been a part of our community here. They have offered very many venues of entertainment. You know, anything from opera to hard rock to theater to dancing, all of this there. You can become a member, and you will strengthen the community connection, and you will love the benefits they give you. That's right. They've got all different types of benefits, different levels of membership. Find out more at the RedingCivic.com or at the Civic Box Office. We're here with Linda Johnson. And, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
She is here to talk about the Agent Orange Town Hall meeting that's going to occur this Saturday, October 3rd, from 5 to 7 p.m., at the Shasta County Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, we're trying to get our government to recognize that it doesn't just affect our Vietnam vets, but it affects our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and we want them to know this. And we want people to realize that it may not affect you right when you get out of Vietnam, but it is still killing our Vietnam vets as we speak today.
Well, there's something every year they come out with new findings of Agent Orange that has caused cancer and all different types of diseases. But you're right. It's not just in the Vietnam veterans. It could be. It's going to be transmitted, and they're starting to discover in children and grandchildren.
That's correct. And matter of fact, this Saturday we will be having Ken Hullaby, who is our spokesperson for the Vietnam vets, and his daughter, who was affected by Agent Orange, at our town hall meeting. So we will be having personal people that talk about it. My husband passed away with the Agent Orange just in 14. So, you know, it's 50 years old, the war, but it's going to keep killing our veterans.
Well, my cousin, Jimmy, mm-hmm. that he passed away also from kidney failure and all these, mm-hmm. and it was there, and he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and talked about coming back after being sprayed with Agent Orange, and some of the, you know, that the aircraft was dripping with this stuff. So not that they were spraying it, but there was spraying going on, but they were running missions around there. So it was another person that died from their Vietnam wounds, even though it was 40 years later.
Right.
So,
and we have bills that are up in Washington, D.C. right now that we are trying to get all our representatives to sign. And I'll let you know right now, not one of our California representatives have signed the bills, though we have been told they have, but they haven't. So we're going to be talking about those bills also. But we also want to include our Afghan and Iraqi veterans because they have a problem, too. They had the burn pits over there. And those are just as dangerous as Agent Orange. And they need to know about what's going to affect them.
Burn pits for what?
They burned all the chemicals and anything, you know, that need to be burned, like, you know, nasty stuff and that. That was put in the burn pits. And our soldiers were around them when they were being burned. Like chemicals and all
chemicals
that.
Chemicals and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't thinking about when they were burning the...
Yeah, no.
The heads. Taking out the 50-gallon drums and just burning the...
Well, yeah, if they found stockpiles of chemicals, they would burn them to get rid of them expediently.
I know. Now, one of these things is also the Blue Water Navy type things that people are picking up stuff, and they were keeping it back in the States, and while they were never in Vietnam, they were handling the stuff. Is this true?
Yes. My husband was on an aircraft carrier, the USS Hancock, and he is a victim of Agent Orange. No, he wasn't boots on the ground, but he did work on airplanes that came across from Vietnam. The aircraft carriers used the water from the ocean, you know, to drink and all that. They had filters, but not as good. The air also flew over the ocean to the aircraft carriers. So Agent Orange did not stop at the shorelines like the government wants us to believe.
Okay. Well, Agent Orange was an insidious chemical that worked really good. It worked too well.
Yeah. Well, they're still using part of it now in pesticides.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard they were using it also in Okinawa on the fence lines.
Yeah.
They were spraying it even well after the war, and people were using it to spray the fence lines there to kill off all the weeds around there.
Yeah, so people
realize that, you know, they could have been 5 years, 6 years after the war was over, they were still using it.
Right. So, but we wanted to get the word out to let the people know, please come and you know.
It's going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday.
From 5 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not just a Vietnam veteran, but if you're a child of a Vietnam veteran, if you're a grandchild of a Vietnam veteran, and you've got some sickness in your family, and it seems like, you know, there's been no history of this in your family, because it can skip a generation, too. Could be, the Vietnam veteran could be carrying the genetic problem and pass that along, and where he doesn't show symptoms, his children or grandchildren can show symptoms.
That's true. It can go up to 5+ generations, but it's not just the men. It's also the women.
Women, right.
The women have more, they are recognized to have more diseases, if you want to say, that they can transmit. Right now, they're only saying that the Vietnam vet can only transmit spina bifida, which I know it's not true. I mean, you know. They can't say, oh, this is a guy veteran, and, oh, we're just going to let him do... No. He transmits everything just like the woman veteran does. My son has diabetes. Nobody in my family really had it but my husband. So it's, you know, it's a deadly disease, and we need to let people know that, you know, Vietnam's over with, but it's still killing.
The impact of Vietnam is still going on.
Yes.
Oh, it's still killing. We have Vietnam. We have suicides. We have all this. Okay, Linda Johnson. You know, frankly, I think that I'm just kind of appalled by the way the government treats our veterans. Anyway, I mean, it's when you get down like individual treatments, okay, you're all right. But when you get into the overall scheme of things and the bureaucracy, it's like, oh no, we're not poster childs. We're not illegal aliens. We're not gays, trans. Well, we are. We're gays. We are transsexuals. We are all these. Maybe we should push that part of being a veterans and at least get the attention.
We have
that.
To do something.
We have to do something because we're just not. You know, it's just kind of like, well, you know, hey, we're really glad you fought the fight and all this. And gee, you know, you've been injured. Well, you know, maybe you should take care of that on your own insurance.
Right. As well, Mr. think Obama about this way: though, our Vietnam vets weren't saying, "All right, thank you for fighting the fight."
Yeah, even they. Yeah, and they weren't thanked. So. Okay. Linda Johnson was here talking about the Agent Orange Town Hall meeting, the legacy of exposure to Agent Orange and other toxic substances on veterans and their offspring. Yeah, this means their children and grandchildren. This Saturday, October 3rd, from 5 to 7 p.m., going down to the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Hear what's going on there. Linda, thanks a lot. Thanks for your caring. Thanks for fighting this fight for us.
Thank you. I'll do it to the death for us I take.
Okay. All right. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Leonard has done so much for the people here in our town, in our community, and has the best jewelry you're ever going to find right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. President Obama flexing some military muscle during his address to the opening session of the UN General Assembly.
I lead the strongest military that the world has ever known. And I will never hesitate to protect my country or our allies unilaterally and by force where necessary.
The president speaking ahead of Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, who will do the same thing later this morning. Late today, the two will hold their first face-to-face meeting in about a year. A number of world hotspots are on the agenda, including Ukraine and Syria, something Putin talked about through an interpreter on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Russia will not participate in any troop operations in the territory of Syria or in any other states. Well, at least we don't plan on it right now.
Putin went on to say Russia's involvement in Syria is in his country's national interest. German prosecutors have opened an investigation against former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn in that company's emissions rigging scandal. Prosecutors say the investigation will concentrate on suspicion of fraud. GOP presidential hopeful Ben Carson telling ABC's This Week, Speaker John Boehner is making the right decision by stepping down.
It is time, probably, for new leadership.
Boehner telling CBS has faced the nation. He's not leaving for lack of support.
Winning that vote was never an issue. I was going to get the overwhelming number of, I'd have gotten 400 votes probably.
Boehner says he didn't want to put the House through a long, drawn-out leadership fight. He'll be leaving office at the end of October. Also at SRNNews.com, gas prices continuing to drop, down 9 cents a gallon the past 2 weeks, but not because of lower crude prices.
Oil prices were up somewhat. In fact, it's been profit margin shrinkage. Retailers have been cutting their margins. Refiners have been cutting their profit margins.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg. More on these stories from townhall.com.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The Senate today officially starting the wheels in motion on Capitol Hill to fund the government and avoid a government shutdown. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has that story.
The Senate will cast a procedural vote on a short-term funding bill or continuing resolution to fund the federal government through December 11th. The short-term bill leaves intact funding for Planned Parenthood, which has become a lightning rod of dissent among Senate and House conservatives alike. The vote in the Senate paves the way for the House to take up the measure as early as Tuesday, where more outspoken opposition over the issue of Planned Parenthood is expected to follow. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Royal Dutch Shell says it's ending exploration in Arctic waters off Alaska's coast following disappointing results from an exploratory well backed by billions in investment and years of work. This is a major disappointment for Royal Dutch Shell. News and analysis. Townhall.com. I'm Wally Hines. Volkswagen facing some daunting challenges in fixing software that enables cheating on diesel emissions tests, a task made more urgent by growing anger from customers. The company set aside $7.3 billion to pay for the scandal, but experts say it is likely to cost much more. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee says the state will seek to suspend the operations of Seattle's duck boat fleet pending the outcome of an investigation into that deadly collision between one of its vehicles and a charter bus last week that killed five international students. The company says it's already temporarily halted its operations while it assists investigators. A new immigration study finds Asian immigration is growing and will beat out Hispanics in 50 years as the largest group of immigrants heading to the U.S., and those foreign-born soil on foreign soil expected to make up 18% of the U.S. population in 50 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. Good morning. It's Monday, the 28th of September. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Sungold, Jarhead, good morning, everybody that's out there. What's the weather look like, huh?
Well, good morning, everyone. It's going to be 92 today. Right now, it's currently 66. Sunny today, clear tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tuesday is going to be calling for a sunny and beautiful 87. And Tuesday night calls for clear with around 58. Wednesday is mostly sunny with temperatures around 85. And Wednesday night partly cloudy with temperatures around 57. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone with us this morning, good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How you doing, Sally?
Doing great. We had a great weekend this weekend. We were at the home show gathering signatures, and we've almost reached the number that we need to submit to for the legislation to become part of the state of Jefferson. But I just wanted to say that on the radio this weekend on Jefferson State of Mind, we had a big announcement and a guest who was on who is going to be running for Senate District 1, California State Senate District 1. Steve Baird is going to run against Ted Gaines on the Republican ticket.
We heard, I was listening to that, in fact, called in and said we need to say his name a lot more times because I was listening to him, he made sense. So this is the kind of, we want to get him on the station here since he's already thrown his hat in the ring, as we do with everybody that's running for office too. What'd you like about him?
He will be back and he will be speaking to our Tea Party the second week of November. So he's going to start making the rounds through the North counties that are part of his district, and he wants to meet the people. And he has a different kind of attitude. He believes he wants to take orders from the people because they are his boss.
Wow, what a novel approach. So that's going to be in a couple of weeks, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that'll be in the first part of November.
Okay.
But anyway, tonight at the Tea Party, we have Tim Pappas coming in, and he will be talking about and teaching about the Constitution, and I think that he may be addressing what happened last week with Speaker Boehner.
Okay.
And basically, where do we go from here?
That's interesting. Tim Pappas, as a he was on the show that day. We had that show on the with the constitutional authority and the 13th Amendment, 14th Amendment about that.
Yeah,
it was interesting
to have him back, aren't you?
Oh yeah. You know what? I told Tim I want him on at least once a month. At least once a month because of all the things going on. And what a he's an outstanding speaker and he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't have a dog in a fight. He just talks about it.
No, he doesn't.
That's what I like about him. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Barney View Road. Come on out and learn about our Constitution.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. That's our every Monday morning we get different political groups that come in and tell us what's going on in the area, which is kind of fun listening to it, and different things that happen around here. You know, one of the things that we do that we just really like is, you know, having,
supporting the arts.
Supporting the arts, but supporting young businesses and young people that are just really stepping out there and trying to make a change, trying to do something in our community. And people talk about, oh, we need this. But a lot of times we don't even know about that we have it already. You know, they say, oh, we need more technology. Well, it turns out that we've got tech firms that are buying big buildings around here that started here in Reading, and they're expanding out to 40, 50 people. We've got a lot of things. You know, we've got a coding school here that takes 10 students a month, and when they walk out, get $60,000 a year jobs just starting out. We've got all different types of things going on here. And I don't know if you know, though, about Trollax Productions.
Well, good morning. I'm going to say we have three brothers in here, Caleb, Christian, and Jacob. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, listen. Okay, now we know about the Cohen brothers, but you guys are the Phillips, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got three brothers on two mics, and I really am very excited about this because you guys are independent filmmakers. Correct?
Yes, we are.
All right. So now what we're talking about is the fact that you're in the middle of your fourth independent film that you're about ready to. You're filming it. You're going into production.
This Thursday we start production of our fourth feature film.
Okay. So let me do. I'd like to for our listeners to know a little bit about you guys. Okay. So where did you guys grow up?
Here in Reading. Off of Oasis, out in the country, like 3 acres of land.
Okay, so like this man, you guys would like build forts and like break fingers and like do like crazy things. You have animals and stuff like that,
yeah,
and you make characters and films. And okay, so who was the first like person that would write storyboards and go through making mini films up? And what did you start on? Besides the fact of maybe the drawing part, give us a little. Give us a little visual into what it was like in your childhood.
Well, hands down, it was Caleb. But we didn't have a storyboard back then. It was just us running around with our parents' home camera. We just simply say, let's film this today. And we'd run around in the backyard. And even today, we'll pull up old videos. We're like, oh, man, I can't believe we did that. I was Woody. Caleb was Buzz. And we'd have it on camera.
Now, do you guys have a movie with you playing Woody and Buzz? Are you going to do a story like Woody and Buzz?
We don't want the world to know. It's a secret plan that
we want to know.
Will unfold eventually.
That's where brilliance begins with Woody and Buzz, right there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how can you give us? Where'd you guys go to school?
We were all homeschooled.
So there again, I just think there's brilliance in being homeschooled because
absolutely,
you know, you're creating your own little universe, and now you're bringing it out in feature films, or not feature films, but indie films, which can become feature films. But I love the whole indie film festivals. I love the indie films, people that go into these stories, and especially when I think about you guys being homeschooled, it's just like you didn't have to. There's something very special about that. So the three brothers growing up on 3 acres, being homeschooled. Who homeschooled, mom or dad?
Mom.
So is mom involved with your production company?
Yes. Pretty much she does all the behind-the-scenes work and, everything.
So
like
your
that.
Business manager, kind of?
Dad is. More.
Oh, so it's a family, really a family production. You guys go out there and create. Now, The youngest brother who's over there is kind of shy this morning. Get up there on that microphone. Let's tell him who you are.
I'm Christian. I'm 14 years old. I grew up with them being homeschooled.
Yeah? You grew up with them being homeschooled?
Yeah. I mean, of course, they were older, so they moved out before I did.
Okay. Okay. So, Christian, were you picked on as the younger brother? Were you like the, you know, hey, let's bury Christian? And like just with a straw, like out of like... You know what I mean, like bury you in the sand, like that what big brothers do or stuff, that kind
did
of
did your
thing.
Brother do that to you?
Did they pick on you?
Yes.
Did any they dress you up
bone?
And film you then?
Of course.
They dressed you up, made you look silly, and then they filmed you, and then everybody laughed at you, and it's just the fact that you seem like a normal young man that you're going to be fine.
Yes.
You'll get over this, trust me.
Okay, now that we've gotten through a little bit of the, you know, the history of where these guys come from, the Phillips brothers, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Troll Act Productions, their feature film. That's an indie film. Well, feature and indie. What does that mean? We're going to find out a little bit more about that when we come back. And actually, comedy film that they are starting on Thursday. It's really great to have the brothers here, the Phillip brothers. Do you guys get called that?
No, not really, actually. We all do so many separate jobs that people usually know it was just individually.
Oh, really?
But it starts today.
But it starts today, like the Coen brothers. I mean, that's not a bad thing to kind of, like, want to go there. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair service can do. Offers guarantees. Better-known business. But, you know, when you have a business and somebody comes in with a crack in your windshield, a lot of people would just say, oh, I can fix that whether they can or not. Jeff Wurst does not do that. From a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length. If Jeff can't fix it, he'll just tell you. Otherwise, he'll fix it. He guarantees it. And if anything happens, he'll repair that for free. All of this at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 Market Street, or give him a call. 241-8373. We're here with Trollax Productions and the Phillip brothers, Caleb, Justin, Christian, and Jacob, and they're getting ready to start their fourth film here in the Redding area. And guess what? They're looking for people to be in the movie. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. 8:15 in the morning here on Monday, the 20th of September.
They're going to put me in the movies. They're going to make the big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
You can see all the stars as you walk.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, 8:20 in the morning here, Monday, the 28th of September. Hope you're having a great day like we are. 66 degrees, going up to 92 today. It's going to be a beautiful week. It's cooling off. We're not gonna, I think we're past that triple digits, we hope. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, a veteran-owned business that's been around here for 20 years in the Northern California area. Yeah, and they cover more than Redding, because they've got a great group of men and women there that can provide outstanding service to any make or model of a heating or cooling system. Maybe this is time to have your heating system taken a look at, get all those filters cleaned, have them take a check it, to make sure everything's working effectively before the cold weather starts. Warranties, guarantees, everything. 7 days a week if you've got an emergency. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. You know, we're here with Trollax Productions. You know, people talk about, oh, you know, what if they just made movies up here? Well, you know what? They do make movies up here. And Trollax Productions of the Phillip brothers, soon to be known worldwide here, do make movies. And these aren't movies with little bitty cameras. These are like the production cameras that you see. I mean, these are real movies. These are not ones you make out of your iPhone 6.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not that. I mean, you've got the equipment. Now, I'm here with Caleb, Christian, and Jacob. They've been doing this since they were kids. Of course, you know, Christian is still a young adult.
14,
though you do look older. I think it's probably because of the way they probably treated
hanging
you
out with as, your bros.
As you were a child. They probably
just
aged
tell them
you.
25.
Yeah, you could probably get away with 16. All right, maybe 15 and a half. All right, now you're getting ready to do a movie.
Yes, we are.
And you need people
for
your
do.
Movie. So, I mean, you're sitting out there thinking to yourself, I've always wanted to be in a movie. Now, you need people for a scene in a bank. But first I want to talk about what exactly is the movie about.
It is an action comedy about four college kids who get into their head that that robbing a bank sounds pretty easy. And then as they start doing it, it's absolutely not easy. So there's a party scene that needs extras, and there's a scene in a bank, Redding Bank of Commerce, it's downtown.
It's probably, I don't know which one it is, maybe on Placer Street.
Yes, it's the one on Placer.
Okay, that's their main bank. It's got a great big area you can film in and all that. Okay, so it's a bank heist about four college. Is it boy guys or is it men and girls or boys
guys.
And girls? Just
four
guys. Okay,
yeah.
They're sitting around one night in a typical college guy kind of thing, saying, "We can make money. We can do this, right?"
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty much a story about a small town where these guys haven't really achieved anything after graduating, and it starts to hit them, but the lead actor is the one who wants to make a change because everyone else is kind of stuck in procrastination. It's, you know, it's kind of a charming story because you get to deal with kind of dumb college antics, but you also deal with a few more heavier issues as well.
Okay, so you also have, so this is... it's going to be filmed around town, Sierra Pacific Industry, Wind River Resort and Casino, Country Bowl, Salvation Army, and several streets in downtown Redding. How hard is it to get permission to film in these?
Honestly, the city is extremely generous with us. They've worked with us on numerous different projects, and this is our biggest project yet. We're permitting 9 different locations.
Wow.
I think it's 5 streets. Yeah, 5 streets and then 4 different houses. And the city, we literally sent them so much paperwork. That's all I can say on that. But the main thing is they worked with us, and they're extremely generous with us. And it actually all came through. We got our permits accepted, and I love being able to film in Redding because, honestly, it's like we don't have to fight to actually get a permit. We can actually simply just say, here's our request, and they're like, well, here's how we make it work. If it won't work, they'll tell us how to make it work.
I have a question. Do you all still live together?
No. Jacob and I have moved out into our own places, and Christian is still at home.
Okay, so tell us, like, is your typical night, are you like night owls? Do you stay up really late, like editing and...
I definitely am. I'm not sure about them.
I stay up late, but I don't edit, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Pretty much the time that we see each other a lot is pretty much at the office. Like, whenever we're doing anything for pre-production or editing or anything, that's when we see each other.
So we're talking about, I'm feeling here that this is like this family business. It's your dad's a business guy, so you're going to leave home, you're going to come to the office because we're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to, you know, I know it is to work from home. I mean, you have to be so disciplined. It is kind of nice to go to the office because then that means, you know, we're officially working. But so I'm just, you know, I'm just kind of getting, you know, so you have offices here in Reading too?
Yes, down on Victor. We have an office that was pretty much 100% for my dad's business, and then we started to slowly move in, and now we have our tiny, you know, little editing suite, equipment room, and that's where pretty much we go for anything we need.
So tell us what your first three movies were prior to this new one that's coming out that's going to be called Bank Heist.
Well, I don't know what the name of this one is. We're calling it Heist because we haven't thought of a name yet.
Okay.
We just
threw a name in there so we could talk about it.
Action comedy Bank Heist. So I thought, well, the Bank Heist. Okay.
That's our fault.
Heist is good, though. Anyway, I like Heist.
There's actually a movie with Robert Downey Jr., Robert De Niro coming out that's called Heist. So I don't know if we're going to do that.
Well, I think maybe you better take him on in courts right now.
I completely agree with you.
Hey, look, that was our, we've got ours out first.
So your first three productions were, or movies?
Our first two we produced and helped shoot were Den the Dam 3 and Playing with Dolls 2. They were horror, kind of. One was a zombie movie, one was a slasher movie. And then the one that we did 100% in-house was The Hunting, which is kind of like another monster movie, like a period piece. And then it's this one. We're also filming a documentary on the side when we can.
Yeah, it's a coffee documentary about third wave coffee. And this whole new movement of how, like, these new coffee shops are, like, just exploding all across the country. And out of nowhere, like, the reason why we came up with this idea was we walked into a coffee shop, and I'm like, I just want to get a cup of coffee. Like, I don't understand why I'm having to fight with the person on the other side. It's not that they wanted to fight with me. It's that they were so knowledgeable, and I wasn't. I was like, just put the coffee in the cup and hand me the cup, and here's my money.
Oh, no, do you want this cream latte? Blah, 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 blah.
I basically honestly sat there, and I was like, I was irritated, but I thought to myself, I'm like, there has to be something else here. So I started talking to people, started, like, interviewing people, and I realized that I'm like, there's an extremely big culture here that's not just in California, it's all across the United States, mm-hmm. and it's just exploding in Europe. I mean, it started there.
Started with Starbucks
in
Seattle. And at and the corner
Dutch,
coffee
Dutch
place.
Bros now.
Dutch Bros. Yeah, that's a that's a culture.
You know what? When I, after I, gosh, sometime in like 2004, I was thinking about starting a business, so I went to a small business seminar down in San Diego. There's like 20 of us in there. And they asked us, what business do you want to start? And at least 12 of those people in that room wanted to start a coffee business.
Amazing.
Wow.
12. And then the guy that was leading the class goes, I want you to look around. There's 12 of you wanting to start the same business. And you've all got great ideas. You know, you wouldn't talk specific ideas because you didn't want, you know, nobody wanted. But they wanted to start a coffee business and how it would be a little bit different. And he says, there's 12 of you wanting to start a business here. And I was looking around thinking to myself, what I want to do is be the one that supplies coffee to these guys, you know. But after, you know, you start thinking about it. But, yeah, you know, I think that's a good idea for a documentary. I've got some others for you later on. But, okay, now, the film also is, besides you needing do you have a website?
We still don't have a website. We're operating pretty much solely off of Facebook. We're trying to work on getting our website back up. I guess the positive is the reason why we haven't had time is because we're too busy actually trying to make the movies. But
there's somebody on here that is really, really interested in what you do.
She is in our chat pack.
She is really strong on film industry as this being, Reading being a place that we need a studio, that we could bring people up here, and so that they would have, you know, be able to do, you know, be able to film up here like you all are doing. And with the city actually being friendly, permit friendly on this, is to bring more into here. So she is trying. I'm sure she's going to get a hold of you.
Okay, Trollax Productions. It's TROLLAXX Productions. I'm on their Facebook page right now. I just posted, we love having you on our show this morning, because they posted KCNR. You know what? I got to tell you what, the ladies and gentlemen listening to our show this morning, and then those you know who aren't. Just kidding with you. But we have three brothers here that I love it when people are in the zone. These guys are in the zone. They are, you know, we're going to talk about this 10 years from now. There's beauty in the startup. There's beauty in knowing that they were homeschooled, brothers, working together as a family unit with a mom and dad, and coming out and doing these really fun films, bringing actors out of L.A. The word gets out. But, I mean, we need to support Trollax Productions. We need to support the Phillip brothers. I'm going to coin it now. The Phillip brothers.
And we are. Okay, we're going to take a break here.
Phillips brothers. With an S. Yep, go ahead, Carp.
Thank you. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business here in town. Espresso Joe's, we were talking about coffee. You know, Espresso Joe's is in there, and they sell coffee beans. They sell the coffee-making equipment and the coffee right there, lattes, cappuccinos. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that just knocks your hat off. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here, 66 degrees on the 28th of September. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wellgate Sports Club, Redding's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with zero enrollment fees. That's right, zero enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Redding's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires September 30th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, Redding. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:33 in the morning, 66 degrees out there on Monday, the 28th of September. Good morning. Linda and I are here. with some filmmakers, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know, last week I went into the barbershop three different times to get a haircut. They were so busy because they actually took a week vacation.
Oh.
Same week I did, though, but it didn't have anything to do with me being gone, though maybe it did. And the fact is I went in there on Wednesday, I went in there on Thursday, and finally Friday I went in there and said, I'm waiting. And I sat in there for an hour before I could get my hair cut. But, of course, where else would I go in town except Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's written right on the window. This could be a great filming spot here. It's got heads on the walls. It's got all types of things in there. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. That's right. And then you can walk down the street to Millie and Kathy's Classic Cafe with all the photos on the wall, all the veterans' photos on the wall, get hugged. And you walk through the door and have a great breakfast or lunch. All of this Classic Cafe and Cypress Square Barbershop, both of them, right off Athens Avenue. We're here with
Caleb, Christian, and Jacob Phillips, who are Trollax Productions. I encourage you to go to your Facebook to Trollax, which is TROLLAXX Productions. They're here this morning, the three brothers, to talk about casting extras and about their production company. I've gone onto their Facebook and I'm looking at, you know, I'm a big freak about lighting, you know, like that can make or break a production. And you go in there and see some of these, you know, the hunting, the poster, very, very professional. I mean,
thank
that
you. We
is
appreciate
just
that.
Great. And then I see like Bill Collins and John Welsh and some of our great actors and stuff in town that are all on your site. The guy from the Shasta Caverns, great lighting. Shows, you know, just check it out. You're going to see a lot of really good stuff here. And then also, let's see what we've got in here that I noticed. I don't know. I'm just really excited about you guys. I really feel, I'm glad you came in today because now I'm feeling plugged into what you're doing. And you're going to be filming a new film.
Yes, we are. We are excited and nervous. But yeah.
You're starting on October 1st?
Yes, October 1st in 4 days.
Hello. Yeah.
Something like that. Now, we need, I say we, meaning you, it's a royal we, you need 30 individuals, around 30, between the ages of 18 and 30 for an overnight shoot for a party scene.
Yes.
Do you all provide, like, lunch or anything?
We feed everyone. Yes, we do. We try to make it as a fun environment. I would definitely just want to slightly adjust it. It's probably more like 18 to 26. Anyone can be any age as long as they kind of look in that range. Mm. Yeah.
Are you going to be in this, Christian?
Yes. Well, probably.
You could probably force. Yeah. I mean, you could maybe pass.
Yeah, throw a baggie. You'll
put a
hoodie.
Put a couple of lines on your face
put
or something
a hoodie,
like that. if that's the case, Bob can be in this. Okay, now, this is an overnight film shoot on about a party that's going on. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to emphasize that this is just, it's college, but there's not going to be nudity. There's not going to be those things like that you couldn't show it to your kids or something like that. But there will be some language that will probably be something that we hear all the time, probably sometimes even in the studio.
Yeah.
And October 25th, you need 20 individuals between the ages of 30 and 65 for a bank scene. How you get in touch with the brothers is J. Phillips, and that's two L's, and it's Phillips at TROLLAXX.com. So J. Phillips at Trollax.com. And let's see. Now, let's talk about the 25th. When you talk about these film shoots, how long? I mean, I know like a scene could take forever and ever and ever, but what do you guys usually try to say? We're going to do this in 5 hours.
It usually, we do 12-hour days. However, our goal is to get extras out of there as fast as possible. So I just was organizing the shots for the bank scene yesterday, and we grouped, like, you know, all the shots with the extras together, and, like, you know, we shoot those, then we shoot everything we don't need them with. It's pretty much just trying to organize and say, all right, when do we need the cops by? When can we get them out by? When do we need the extras? When can we get them out by? So bank is going to, just disclaimer, bank is going to be much shorter than the party, because in the party, it requires extras almost the entire time. So we're looking for people who definitely are okay with sticking it out. It's a scene as well as a montage of partying. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun gags and got fake beer and fake beer cans and stuff like that. So I think it should be a lot of fun.
The now, everybody needs to understand, too, is that you're doing this because for the experience of being in a film and helping to grow our film industry here. But you will get credit.
Yes, you will. Yes.
And you can get your, you know, I mean, if, you know, if they've got your face. And this is one of the reasons that I want to be not in the party scene, even though I could pass for probably a 22-year-old.
You're like a professor likes party and is doing,
yeah,
that shouldn't be their party.
With the students. With the students. Okay, we don't even want to go there. is that I want. Always had on my bucket list, and if you've got this on your bucket list, to be in a movie where somebody can actually identify who I am, so I can then get it and send it to my kids and my grandkids.
Yep.
So they can have this that, if nothing, look, there's Grandpa in a movie. Oh, look, he's shooting up these college kids.
yeah.
Nah, just kidding about that. Okay, so this is, this, I think, so if you want to do something like this, I think this is a great opportunity for you. I've already sent this off to a couple people, to younger groups of people, thinking, hey, you guys may want to do this and get into it and just have a good time with it that night. And that there's nothing in it that, and that's the other thing, there's nothing in it that you wouldn't show your parents. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, you want, we talked about it on the break. Now, let me go back to Caleb. The you're a graduate of the L.A. Film School, is that right?
Yes, I am.
That's a pretty prestigious school.
It's all right. It's not bad. I think it's got unbelievable teachers. It's definitely kind of a lower it's not a lower school. It's a great school. It's a fantastic school. And amazing teachers as well.
Where is the L.A. Film? Is it inside of one of the colleges?
It's on the corner of, well, not the corner, but it's about Sunset and Vine.
Okay.
Is where it is. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows.
Okay,
about
so tell us
Vine.
How did you get involved? I mean, how did what do you have to do to be accepted?
Well, it's honestly, it's
sorry to ask you this in the middle of your cold, but
oh,
I know
no
we
problem.
Will forgive you. We understand.
No problem.
Summer allergies.
No, it's it's a first come first serve. We were sitting around, and I was filming a lot, and my dad and I agreed that it would be best for me to expand my horizons and see what, you know, what I could accomplish in L.A. So we went there and. It was amazing. About a 2-year course, and I learned a lot.
Did you have to go like Monday through Friday, just like regular school?
Yeah, it's pretty much every single day, even weekends.
Okay.
So they'd give you, you know, off days here and there, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Did you go on a lot of shoots in the LA area as far as projects?
I did. I did do a lot of ones, as well as in school. They had a focus on hands-on training quite a bit, so. I would get a lot of hands-on training at school, and then I would do as many off projects or side projects as I could.
I just find it interesting, isn't it? It's exciting.
No, I do
you know,
too, because I think everybody.
Your passion.
I think everybody at some point in their life would probably like have to, you know, have something to do with a movie. I can't help but think that we are raised on TV and movies and all this, and you know, somebody from my age group. Has grown up with and watched the media culture change so dramatically from Roy Rogers and you know Ozzie and Harriet and you know Leave It to Beaver and all those into the Family Man and South Park and you know the Big Bang Theory all these I mean I've kind of watched it all this in the movies go from. You know, well, Andy Hardy was way before my time, but, you know, during, you know, those, you know, Disney film type things into movies that we have today. And it's a huge, huge change in, you know, in media.
In culture.
In culture like that. And yet I think that, I think maybe that a lot of us, many of us, would always like to just, if nothing else, see how a movie's made and, mm-hmm. and to see that. And, you know, that you guys knew from an early age.
Yeah.
This is something you wanted mm-hmm. to do.
And it's with the technology today, you could probably, we're seeing what people can do with a phone and
yeah.
a computer. Now, I want to ask the youngest brother here, get up close to the microphone. Are you homeschooled now?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, so you, do you hang out? I mean, because here you're like in this, your brothers are older. I mean, do you have friends your age? Do you, tell us what you do with your spare time.
Well, I hang out with friends. I do that a lot. But what I really like to do is film. I mean, a lot of kids like skateboarding or basketball. But what I love to do is film and just the whole art of filmmaking. So watching movies, just getting all the classics.
Favorite film.
Oh, that is an impossible question. There are so many brilliant movies.
Top 10.
Well, you got to have, top three.
Top three.
That's hard. I know, because I love movies.
But you can do it.
Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Oh, Brad really? Pitt? Hard. Beautiful lighting. There you go, bro.
Yes, just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Top. I don't.
So would you say that's your style? If you were passionate about something, that would be your style?
I would have to say another one with The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Christopher Nolan's Prestige.
Yeah. It's a fantastic movie.
We got to check that out. Is it on Netflix?
It's Christian not. Bale and
okay,
Hugh
cool.
Jackman.
Love him. Oh, my God, yes.
The Prestige, what was it about?
It's a movie about magicians. And
we have seen it.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. We have seen it. That was
okay.
Great.
Okay, again, another style. Similar style.
Another style. I don't know. I love Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, one of my favorites. I can watch it over and over, and every time there's something new. Yes,
I've seen that movie so many times.
Oh, still gives me chills.
Yeah,
talking about it even gives me chills. Okay, that's cool. Let's go to the other.
Let's go to a break first, though.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break, and we come back. I love to hear about the motivation and films that have touched your life that then put you on a journey that's what I'm going to do. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wines on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's about 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Monday the 28th. 66 degrees, going up to 92 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Dreyer's Ice Cream. It's got it all. If you, Kyle, the four, one of the owners of Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned, of course, locally operated down on 299 in Deschutes, has his one mission in life. It's to find new beers to have in the store. He's got over 250 different kinds of beer right now, over 350 liquor and wine choices, plus the daily deli specials, barbecue on Fridays, and a breakfast. You're now doing breakfast down at Mighty Fine Foods. 299 in Deschutes, locally owned, operated. It's either the world's largest convenience store or the smallest supermarket, but they've got it all down there. Father and son operation, locally owned, locally operated. Great, great food. Okay, we're here with Troll Axe Productions and the Caleb Phillips, Jacob Phillips, and Christian Phillips. Christian is the youngest of the group, and but we've got Caleb and Jacob here. And Caleb is went through the L.A. Film School.
Yes, I did.
And you came back here. What brought you all back here to Redding?
It felt like a racket in L.A., and it's no disrespect at all. I love Los Angeles. One thing I think I regret about moving is that I love being surrounded by film culture. That's why I really want that to happen here. But the biggest reason is that Redding is so film-friendly, and there's so many beautiful locations. And, I mean, the city itself, like, has made – we couldn't make feature films if we were not making them in L.A. I mean, not making them in Redding.
Yeah, because it was way too expensive there.
Yeah.
We've talked to people that are in the film industry. In fact, has done some really big films that we've met here in Redding. And I said, what's the chance of ever coming up here? And he goes, none.
Yeah.
He says the cost of bringing the people and, having, just the technicians and everything up here, he said it would just put us out of our $60 million budget.
Yeah, you have to have jobs happening already up here,
right.
And that's where our goal is.
Great. Okay, we're here again with Troll Axe Productions. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good show, Carl. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I just wanted to give these guys a quick tip that our local celebrity in the film business is Kathleen Kennedy, and she's a producer with Lucas, Spielberg, she's involved with the Marshalls, Penny Marshall, and that they ought to email her, and she's a local gal, went to school here, and it could be a real turning point for their business, and she would be more than happy to help them and get any production support or anything that she could do for him. I think it would be a good email for him. All right, let's go.
Okay, Billy Bob, that's a good idea. Kathleen Kennedy, of
course, really appreciate that.
Yeah, is one, of course, that linked in with Spielberg.
Yeah.
And her family is still here
in
town, the Middletons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but that's she came from here and is one of the major producers in the world.
We wanted to go back. Is Billy Bob still on?
No, he's gone.
So what brought you back here again was that you're in L.A. You could have stayed in L.A. and been one of the many of the, film industry. You've come back here because of the fact that, you could create a film, and you are creating this thing. So let's talk about this new production. You're creating like a film culture here and a great place for getting the word out. On this new production coming in, didn't you say you have 6 main actors and 10 crew?
Yeah, we have I don't know the exact number of crew. It's definitely, I think, a tiny bit more than 10. But yeah, our principal cast is 6. And some are from Reading, some from L.A. And our crew members, it's not just us. You can't make a movie by yourself. You absolutely just can't. Not if you want it to be anywhere decent. So we're bringing up a lot of crew from L.A., and we're using a lot of crew from Reading. So we're trying to the more positions you can cover, the more positions you can fill, the easier everyone's job is going to be.
Are you training people here?
Yes, we're training some people here. We've got
actually, we have one high school student that approached us, and they said, hey, here's an internship for my school that I'm required to do before I graduate. And then the school contacted us and said, how would you feel if we have – that high school student come on set with you, and we'll assign somebody to supervise them, and then they can actually get credits in the movie. At the same time, they can get real life experience. So for us, we're like, if we can help out our local community by inviting people to come and help us to get actual film experience where they can work with the lighting team, they can work with maybe even seeing how actors like rehearse their lines.
And this is definitely not an exclusive club. We want as many people as we possibly can. This isn't some kind of highbrow, lofty idea we've got going on. We really want as many people on board as we can.
The more people you can train, the more people you have here, less people you have to bring in.
In your pool.
And then you can build up your can build up your pool of technicians.
The biggest thing about film that we've realized is it's all about relationship. It really is. 80% of the people that we're working with on this movie have worked almost on every movie with us.
Mm.
They went to school with Caleb. And then some people are like, I just want to move to Reading. Why? Because the Phillips brothers are up there, because we love working with them. Because
the Phillips brothers are up there. Isn't
that
cool?
We want to build a culture here that, it, like Caleb said, it's not an exclusive club. We're not sitting there saying, like, no, you can't come in. You got to pay a fee to be in. It's not like that at all. We're like, no, please, come join us. Please come be an extra in our movie.
I've got a question here. Are there movies – where can they watch your former movie or the movies you've already
released?
Right
now they're in the process of being sold, so nowhere at the moment.
Okay.
A few of them are going through bids right now, and the selling process takes a while because you got to sell it to – all the territories, you got to sell it to overseas, Germany, you know.
But once a distributor picks it up, it could take up to 6 months before it's actually released.
Yeah.
But you can see the trailers on, which I just watched a trailer of The Hunting, which really looks good, by the way. Didn't hear the sound, but I was doing it a break, you know. Trollax, again, Trollax Productions.
Facebook.
On Facebook. So for those of you who don't want to do Facebook because I saw somewhere about a pop-up, just ignore the pop-up. You know, exit out and
it
go
was
in
on
and
hours.
Watch it. Anyway,
hours.
This is blowing my mind. I put that in your Facebook too. That, you know, the three brothers. That, you know, this is just this, you know, homegrown, really. And you guys, I have to say, just watching, again, seeing the lighting and seeing the polished look.
You guys are serious.
It's really good.
I also feel like I would kick myself if I didn't mention another very important person besides my dad, who is, I mean, without him, we probably wouldn't be doing anything. He's extremely organized, great businessman. But it's Trevor Dukakis. He's a writer, and he came with me from L.A., and he and I live in the same house. We're roommates, and he pretty much writes all of our movies. So,
really?
Yeah, it's not just us. He's definitely a huge part of it.
So you have your team. Now, how do you guys get funded?
It's all self-funded speculative filmmaking. Our goal is to I'll let Jacob take it.
We basically set out on a mission last September, and we said from September to September, we are going to try to create 4 movies, full feature-length feature films. And it's all out of pocket. We're speculative filmmakers. For us, we're like, we want to create a culture here, so we have to actually step out, take a leap of faith, and honestly say, like, can we do it? And it's honestly starting to get to the point where I truly believe that we can.
Our goal is to find funding, but you can't find funding without a resume. And our goal was to create a strong resume and prove that we're a company that can make money. And with the bids we've been getting so far, I think we're on that track. So if we can prove by next year that the 4 ones that we've made are profitable, we want to find funding. We want people to be asking us, you're doing what in Reading?
Okay, so when you say bids, you're talking about the distributors that are making offers to take your 4 films?
Yes.
Okay. You see, there's a part of the business I'm not really aware of, you know, I mean.
We're still trying to learn, too.
Well, okay, we're here with Trollax Productions, Caleb Phillips, Christian, and Jacob Phillips. All of them here, it's almost like a family movie company. You know, mom and dad are involved, but also a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And these are not guys that just picked up they did just pick it up, but then a graduate of the L.A. Film School.
Mm-hmm.
Their next movie here, of course, about a bank heist. And it's going to start filming this Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And and we need people for it. I say we, being the royal we again. They need 30 individuals to do this for a party scene, and 20 for a bank scene. You guys can get your names in the credits and your faces on the film.
Real quick, top 2 favorite films.
So funny is Christian totally got me. It's Fight Club and it's Prestige.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably because we both watched them together when we were younger.
Okay.
Seven and Hot Fuzz.
Seven?
Seven.
Yeah.
With Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
And Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
That's a hardcore.
That's another chill factor.
And what was the other one?
And Hot Fuzz, which is the exact opposite. It's a comedy.
Yeah, but
and that's an older film. Right?
Hot Fuzz. Hot Fuzz is the one. Is it set in Simon Pegg?
Yes.
See.
Yeah.
You know, I love things. It.
Well, you know, it's my mind is at that level. Well, I'm just sit there and just laughed about that one.
Thank you for your inspiration. I guess you guys are creating a, like I said, you're creating a niche and a culture here in Reading. We really appreciate, and I know our listeners and our people in our chat pack are really liking the youth and the movement of great art here in Reading, California.
You know, if you're interested, give get on your email there and send the email to jphillips@trollax.com. Or give them a call at 524-0088.
And you can be an extra in a movie.
That's right. Who knows? Maybe if you're that good, they'll write one for you.
So, absolutely.
Caleb, Christian, and Jacob Phillips here from Trollax Productions. Thanks a lot, guys, for being on with us. And I can't wait to start seeing these and to actually maybe be in a movie where I can stand there like everybody else does and wait. Just don't write out my scene. Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow, of course. We've got a lot of things going on this week. My friends from Haven Humane will be in here tomorrow along with a bunch of other people that we're talking things. Congressman Lamoff will be with us Friday. And we've got CareNet on Wednesday. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to resolving the crisis in Syria, President Obama tells the UN General Assembly that the U.S. willing to work with anyone, and that includes Russia and Iran.
In a United Nations speech that emphasized democracy and cooperation, the president said the U.S. would even partner with its adversaries to end Syria's four-year civil war.
The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict.
But he said Syria cannot return to the pre-war status quo and that Syrian leader Bashar Assad must be removed from power. Mr. Obama's remarks underscore the tensions between the U.S. and Russia, Assad's strongest ally. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump talking up his tax plan.
If you're single and earn less than $25,000 or married and jointly earn less than $50,000, you'll not pay any.